Nancy Pelosi uses Orlando Pulse anniversary to push gun control. The Orlando Pulse attacker passed. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 13, 2023. On Monday, Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, used the occasion of the 7th anniversary of the Orlando Pulse attack to push gun control that the Orlando Pulse attacker passed in order to acquire his guns. The Pulse attack occurred on June 12, 2016. And the next day CBS News reported that the attacker had passed a background check for the two guns he carried during the attack, a rifle and a handgun. Moreover, the handgun purchase had a state-mandated 3-day waiting period, which the attacker also underwent before taking possession of the handgun. Despite his passage of a background check and waiting period, Rep. Pelosi used the 7th anniversary of the attack to push background checks. She also pushed for an assault weapons ban, saying, "While progress has been made, including with President Biden's new gun safety law last year, more must be done to protect our communities. House Republicans must join Democrats in passing legislation to reinstate the assault weapons ban and enact universal background checks to save lives and bring an end to the bloodshed." Pelosi did not say a word about ties to terrorism, including the Pulse gunman's pledge of allegiance to then-ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. On November 1, 2016, Breitbart News reported the release of 911 calls related to the Pulse shooting. One of the calls was the attacker himself, who called and said, "This is Mateen, I want to let you know I'm in Orlando, and I did the shooting." The operator said, "What's your name?" Mateen responded, "My name is, I pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of the Islamic State." Rep. Pelosi's response to this is to ban guns owned by law-abiding Americans. Watch, A.W.R. Hawkins, Democrats' solution to failed gun control is more gun control. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.